Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Rommel Ellington's Convenient Car Care on West Gum Street in Marion. Welcome to the Rocket pregame show. Crittenden County kicks off Friday night against Trigg County down in Cadiz in the Toyota Bowl. It'll be the second game of the night. Hopkinsville plays Greenville starting at 5:30. Crittenden and Trigg County is scheduled to kick off for somewhere around 8 o'clock, 8:15. I want to remind everybody it's $10 to get in the game. That'll get you in for both games, but there's no price for a single game. Trigg County comes into this contest 2-0 and ranked number 10 in Class 3A. The Rockets are unranked and 1-0. Trigg County has beaten this season Todd Central and Russellville. Coach Starnes, tell us a little bit about Trigg County and what we can expect.
Well, Chris, I mean, they're typical Trigg County football team. We haven't played them in about 12 years, so people might not remember what they were like, but we certainly do as coaches. They're always big, physical, and athletic. They have a lot of kids that can run. They play hard. They're known for their athleticism, and you know, they have a new coach, and it looks like that they had some renewed energy in that program, and kids play hard. They got after Russellville. We haven't been able to view their Todd County tape. We exchanged our scrimmages with them, so they did a good job against Lone Oak and also Murray when they scrimmaged them. So, you know, we're expecting those kids to play hard, but you know, it's about us. It's about how hard we play, and it's about whether or not that we can execute and take care of our responsibilities and take the aggression to them, and that's what we're expecting to do.
Of course, they beat Russellville 34-12, and at the time, Russellville was ranked 7th in Class A. A lot of people expected Russellville to be pretty good, but as it turns out, Trigg handled pretty easily and then came back with a 13-0 win over Todd Central, a team that's really struggled in the past few years. So yeah, what do you read out of all
this? Well, I mean, I read the first 34-12 against Russellville. Watching their tape, you know, they're not a top 10 team, and you know, they've got decent athletes, and I've talked to their coach, and they're young and inexperienced, and that's what he was worried about. You know, I just don't think that Russellville's line really gave them any threat, and I think that's what we're going to have to do. We're really going to have to play aggressive up front and our linebackers and be able to control the line of scrimmage. The Todd County score, you know, the only thing that I can say after watching the film is that, you know, I felt like Trigg County has a pretty potent offense in what they do. They've got they throw the ball, they run the ball, they run a wildcat with their number 24. He seems to be their go-to guy, and you know, he makes things happen.
Hakeem Tyler.
Yeah, and he's a great athlete. You know, and they put him all over the field. They'll also run some big guy quarterback, and they'll run him and
Luke McKenzie. Luke's the normal quarterback. Then they go to Hunter Allen.
Yeah, and they put him in there and mix it up. So they do a lot of things, and we have to be ready for it. And you know, we have to be aggressive and make things happen.
Coach Clark, defensive coordinator, tell us a little bit about your game plan, Coach Clark. What are you planning to do for the Wildcats?
Well, one of the things that we're going to do up front is we're going to try to control the line of scrimmage. We're going to move the line of scrimmage. And we worked hard this week in making sure our defensive ends are playing good technique. We're going to make sure that Stephon and Eli are penetrating and reacting to their blocks. But the other thing that we're going to have to do a good job at doing with our outside linebackers is containing their speed, because if they have a couple guys that if it bounces, they can take it to the house. I mean, they're that quick, they're that fast. So it's going to, you know, our success will hinge on us moving the line of scrimmage, getting 11 guys to the football, and gang tackling, and making sure that we contain their speed.
You know, last week you had some pretty big performances on defense. Devin Wallace had a great game, 6 solos, tackle for loss, 3 sacks, fumble recovery, caused a fumble. But you had some other guys, Cozart, Gardner, Knox, Willis, Phillips, a lot of good effort on defense.
Well, and we're very pleased with that. And, you know, I just want to say Devin Wallace did have a great game. And, you know, we've come to expect that out of him, the way that he has reported. this year, and he just has taken his performance to another level, to the next level, and you know, we're going to expect that out of him each week, and our goal is to get everyone else up to that level. You know, we got Bobby Knox is playing, you know, starting at linebacker for the first time, and Brendan as well, doing an excellent job inside, and you know, they're going to have to continue to play that well Friday night for us to have a chance.
What's the key in stopping this Trigg County offense? I know they've got that speed, and then they spread the field on you. What's going to be the main thing you're concentrating on?
Well, you know, the thing, just like Coach Starnes said, you know, they do a lot of different things. You know, they'll spread it, and they'll run it. They'll spread it, and they'll throw it. You know, they'll line up and tell you they're going to run it and try to run it. They're big up front. They pull and, you know, block down and kick out. I think a lot of the keys for us is going to just be in position, line up, get our strength calls correct, because number 24 is going to be their go-to guy. We know that. The quarterback likes to run the ball as well, so we've got to stop them. But if we get our calls right, get our strength of our defense called and get lined up correctly, and we contain and we swarm the football, I'm gonna feel good about our chances.
Yeah, and that's what you know. Every team, every offensive team has their tendencies, and you know we have to put the personnel in the right places for those tendencies, and that's what he's talking about, making the right call. So you know, if we do that, we line up right because of their tendencies, and we get after them, then we'll be okay.
Take a minute to talk about Rommel Ellington down at Convenient Car Care, Coach Darnes. He has a tendency to do a good job of cleaning your car up.
Yeah, you know, the only thing about him is he does it 100% of the time. So we always know that he's going to clean the car up well every time. Yeah. So, we appreciate him and his support.
Yeah, Rommel Ellington, Convenient Car Care, is a sponsor of today's podcast. We'll get that in. On offense, last week, Crittenden County had a good outing, scored 38 points, and near having a shutout last play of the game. Hopkins Central avoided the shutout through a pass in the end zone, got that. But 38 points, pretty good for coming out of the chute. And you went to Travis Gilbert. Of course, Bryce Willis, your quarterback, has been all through the preseason, came in the game starting. But you went to Travis kind of early. Is that to see what Travis could do or to get Willis out of there a little quicker because you kind of had the game under control, or a little of both? Or?
No, you know, we went into the game plan thinking that we needed to get Travis in there with the first group. Because a lot of times your backup quarterback only gets in a second group. You know, we're anticipating the possibility of at some point putting Travis in at quarterback and moving Bryce Willis to a running back, a receiver. And the whole key is to, like our philosophy is, that you want to put your best players on the field. And so if we have to move positions around, we'll move positions around to put them on the field. And so, you know, we experimented a little bit with it yesterday in practice. And, you know, that could be a possibility down the road. We just have to see. But, you know, that's precipitated by somebody not coming to practice or in the case that we just had somebody to quit the team. And so, you know, it opens up spots and we have to put people around. That's the bad thing about a small school, a small program like we have. When you have the number that we have, you just don't have that luxury of putting somebody else, the backup player. You might have to move three or four positions to get the people in the right place. That's why our kids have to be smart enough to be able to play three or four positions. And if we can't make that transition, then, you know, we're held hostage to what their limitations are.
Of course, Travis Gilbert's just a sophomore. Willis is a senior. Last week, Travis was 3 for 5, passing the ball 16 yards. Willis was 1 for 3. Just had 2 yards on that one completion. But.
Yeah, and you know, just have to speak on that because, you know, I know when Travis gets in there, then my play calling is geared more towards him throwing the ball. Bryce can throw the football, has proven this summer that he has worked on it, but in my mind, Bryce is a runner first, and that's, you know, that could be the difference. So, you know, by putting Bryce out there wide in our spread offense, you know, we think that we can get him the ball and he can make things happen out there wide as opposed to just at quarterback. So we know that Travis can throw the football. He's an accurate passer. He doesn't run the ball as well as Bryce does, although Travis can run. So we're looking at the possibility of doing some more this week as well.
You know, a lot of teams we play, you'll see, even in the NFL, they'll have a couple of different quarterbacks they'll run in and out. But you never really held to that philosophy.
No, and it's always been that we just had one guy. It's we haven't had a luxury of having what we felt like our because there's no doubt Travis can start on this football team as a quarterback. There's no doubt that Bryce can start on this team as a quarterback. He is. So we've never really had two people that we felt like could start on the football team at that position at quarterback. We might have had one we were trying to groom, something like that. But I'm more of a one quarterback philosophy type person anyway. I think you have to let them get settled in. But the difference is, though, that we're not going with the two quarterback system. You know, there's a possibility we might make a transition with Bryce at receiver and running back.
I want to do two things. One, talk a little bit about any injuries. I know Bo Wallace is still out. It's going to be out for another 3 weeks. But then you've also, you alluded to this earlier, you had a guy quit this week, Austin Piper, who transferred over from Union County, really is making an impact on the team, a regular in the rotation, and I know you're going to miss him.
Yeah, and it hurts because the relationship that we developed with Austin and for him just to stop. And at this point, sometimes you can understand when you're going through camp week and, the strenuous schedule, but at this time, get through that time, play the first game. He and I text after the first game, and, he was excited about being Crittenden County Rocket. And then a couple of days later, he's not excited about it. So, that hurts. I mean, it really does. It hurts. Personally, and it hurts the team because now there's a void that we have to try to fill somebody with, and but that happens all the time. And I can tell you, we're going to be better. We're going to be okay. It's not a backbreaker for us, but we're going to have to encourage somebody to step up and fill that spot. So the thing with Bo is I hate it for him. He worked his tail off to become a starter, both offense and defense. And come to find out he has something wrong with his back, and he's going, I think, September the 9th or 8th or 9th to Nashville to see what the doctor says up there, and he's got something wrong with his disc. So we hope everything's okay. We miss him. I know he misses it. He hates watching us practice every day, and we want him back out there.
Okay, anybody else hurt or injured or slowed?
No, I mean the typical bang ups right now, but we have a couple gimping around right now, but we'll be okay.
Sickness. I know you've had some guys sick this week. Several players missing practice.
Yeah, we had we were without three receivers yesterday, which really hurts your spread offense when your receivers aren't there, and so it hurts us when they're not there, and there's some sickness going around, and we just have to make sure that we get those guys well so they can perform.
Okay, one other thing I want to talk about is Dustin Hernandez before we get off here. Dustin is really he's a deceiving guy, and a lot of people are talking about him right now. 179 yards last week, and I know we've talked about this before, but he's not the durable kind of back you give it to 20, 25 times a game. But with Bo out and now, Austin Piper was a receiver type that you could count on to get the ball two or three times a game. So it may be Dustin's going to have to carry a lot more load, maybe.
We're going to have to give it to him. I mean, he's obviously a playmaker. The thing that hurts us is when we give it to him that many times, he has to turn around and play defense. And we're already strapped in our secondary with what we mentioned earlier. So the injury and then the void of the spot that was opened up this week. So, we're strapped there already. And then when you have to give him the ball and let him run, turn around, play defense, then we have to find somebody else to put in there. So, he's a playmaker, though. He's the one that you have to get the ball to. But, we think Bryce Willis is that type of player as well. He can make things happen. Bo Wallace was one of them that was that way. So, Grant Gardner's one that's got to step up and be able to play and perform at that spot as a running back. when Hernandez needs a blow. So, you know, and Grant and Hernandez, they rotated some, and, you know, we just have to see what's going to happen. And really, I just, you know, we don't really have an identity yet offensively, and that's what we're searching for. But, you know, when we have the flexibility of moving back and forth between sets and being able to do that, then I think it helps us out quite a bit. But, you know, actually, I think that possibly this ball game could come down to Michael Holloman's leg. And, he got his first field goal of his career, and I think a 28-yard field goal. He's impressed us, and he's really come out this year and has improved, and he's just a sophomore. And so I think it could come down to his leg and possibility of a field goal.
So you're anticipating a close game?
You know, I think it will be a close game. I think if our kids can eliminate the big plays and not let them have the big plays, be aggressive and make sure we take care of our responsibility, I think it will be a close ball game.
Okay, Coach Darnes, Coach Clark, good luck this week with Trigg County and the Toyota Bowl. Kickoff will be roughly 8 p.m. Be there early. Get a little bit of your money's worth. You got to pay that $10 to get in. You might as well see Hoptown Greenwood play.
Yeah,
the first
you know, or since the game is so late, just stop by Rommel Ellington's, get your car washed.
Yeah, before you come. Go. Yeah, I'm sure Rommel will be staying there late on Friday afternoon to take care of all your needs and service your vehicle. All right. Again, this podcast is sponsored today by Convenient Car Care on West Gum Street, Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and give Rommel a shot.